When I say the word hunter, what image comes to your mind? Because I'm going to guess that person you're picturing is a dude. But did you know that the fastest growing demographic in hunting and other shooting sports is women? The State Fish and Wildlife Department just started its first female-only hunter education class. That class's teacher told our David Hyde why more women are getting into hunting. Megan Schaefer started with a story about a time she went hunting with her grandfather.
It was one of the first times my grandpa took me up. We have property over in Eastern Washington, and we walked up there, and we saw this nice buck. And my grandpa's like, okay, you know, start your stalk. And I'm belly crawling on this stubbly, gross grass, you know, and I've got my rifle in my hand. And I get almost there where I think I'm almost there, and I look up over the hill, and the deer is seriously probably 50 feet in front of me. I want to make sure that he goes down right away. I don't want him to suffer. And so I sit there and I wait and I think, and I'm, should I shoot him right in his chest or do I wait until he turns? And then he starts looking at me and his head's up and I have a perfect shot and I hope for the best and had made sure I was holding steady and squeezed the trigger.
What happened?
He fell. That was it. Didn't move.
What is it that you viscerally like so much about hunting that you want to be kind of an evangelist and get other people into it? I mean, what's so great about it?
I think mostly for me, it's not necessarily about the kill, but it's about the hunt. It's about going out and stalking those animals, and sometimes you don't get close enough to them, but it's a great hike, it's great outdoors, it's the beauty and the nature of it is just what I like, I think, the most. I mean, if I get an animal one year, it's awesome. If I don't, well, there's always next year, and I'll still enjoy the time I spend outside.
What's the deal with these courses that you're teaching? Why should women consider taking them?
I think that for women, it's easy. It's comfortable. It's easier to be around a bunch of women and ask a woman another question that they may not feel comfortable asking a man.
What kinds of things are you teaching?
Same things that we teach the regular general class. They got to show us how to load and unload a shotgun and a rifle properly. They got to show us the difference between the shells and how they work. They also got to walk around and do the field course where they tell us if it's a shooting, if it's a legal shot or not, if it's safe, if it's not, if it's ethical, if it's not.
So a big part of it is gun safety and also hunter ethics. What are those?
A lot of it is, you know, doing the right thing and making sure that you're being safe about it, making sure that you're not breaking any laws or doing anything that you're not supposed to do, and understanding how they work and how to find the proper laws in case that you need them out in the field.
As I understand it, more women are getting into hunting, but fewer people are hunting overall. Is one of the reasons you like teaching these courses just to get more people involved with hunting?
Absolutely. I enjoy hunting. I enjoy the outdoors. A lot of people aren't hunting as much. I think some of that is due to, you know, we don't have as much area anymore with expansions of cities and stuff like that. And I like to encourage not only hunting, but safe hunting and making sure that people are being able to go outdoors and do the thing they like, but also be safe about it.
Megan Schaefer just got done teaching Washington State's first female-only hunter education class. She also told David Hyde that the state plans to hold more of these classes next year. White-tailed deer hunting season wraps up in Washington State this week. Then it's time for black-tailed deer season to begin. Good luck, deer. This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.